Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, while the government has announced a significant acceleration of the roadmap to reopen the country, the GAA has been outlining its own plans to return to club and inter-county activity. And to tell us more, I'm joined by the GAA President, John Horne. You're welcome to Drive Time.
Good evening, Mary.
Now, a month ago, you told the Sunday Game that you didn't expect football or hurling to resume while social distancing measures were in place. No members could be put at risk. Here we are a month later, though. You're reversing that decision now. And social distancing is still in place.
No, Mary. What we've actually done is we've laid out a roadmap from which we see a return to games. There's different phases in it. And obviously, we'll be keeping an eye on matters as they develop. But the roadmap for the next 3 weeks is to actually prepare our clubs and our mentors to get ready for the resumption of training within our facilities. The aspect of that training will be social distancing observed and no contact. But down the line, the government are recommending, despite the present 2 metre social distancing, that contact sport will be allowed back. So, okay. as I said all along, we're taking our advice from the authorities.
You're anticipating that. Now, the thing is, though, from next Monday, up to 15 people can meet for exercise.
Yeah.
But they couldn't go onto a GAA pitch.
Yeah, no, because I think you've got to appreciate the large membership we have within our organisation. And I think we opened our pitches without training the officers and the mentors within the club on how to deal with the situation that they're dealing with, that we would actually be making a judgment of error here. And you know that if we open our venues, we know what immediately would happen is people will come back in large numbers to actually use and exercise on the venues. So there is a training program going in place. It's online. It will be for the officers and the members of the clubs to actually get a planning structure in place. And even though we will and people are going to be allowed back on training, they have to arrive togged out. There will be no dressing rooms used. They will have to go home and shower at home. So there are, whilst it is very positive, there are still considerable restrictions there.
And it's a huge organisational task you're putting in place. Will you just talk us through, not in detail, but just talk us through the five phases you have?
Well, the first phase is the present one, and second phase then we're going to be hitting now on Monday, and that's where we're going to open our walkways within the clubs for a 4-hour period for people to actually exercise on our walkways, but our pitches will remain closed. In that 3-week period of that phase, we hope to train up the senior officers in the club and the mentors within the club, and also for the membership of the club to look at the document that we've published today that has been put together by our health and safety and our medical people. And taking all that on board then, on the 29th of June, it is our intention then to allow training activities to happen within the actual facilities in groups. We had said 10, but now we see by the government's increase today of 15, we can adjust our document. The one thing we've always said about our document, it's live and it's flexible, and we've always said that we will be flexible. We're hoping that clubs can get back into contact training on the 20th of July and competition on the 31st of July, and that would allow a 10 to 11 week period for our club competitions to take place, and our hope is then to resume our inter-county competitions in the middle of October, and we will have a championship this year. It may spill over into early 2021, but we will have it.
What are
as
your
long
thoughts?
As everything keeps going in a positive direction.
What are your thoughts on spectators?
I've never been one for this closed door concept, and we've already looked at the whole concept of having people in stadia. We've had done a very thorough study of Croke Park as a venue for having people attend matches, and again, that will all be dependent on what social distancing is. If social distancing is restricted to 2 metres at that stage, well, then we probably would have a possibility of having a 25% attendance in Croke Park. Obviously, if it was reduced to 1 metre, we'd be able to increase that.
Yeah.
It may mean that we'd be restricted in the number of venues we'd be actually able to use for the inter-county competition because of the nature of our venues, and it's far easier to control a crowd situation.
I want to ask you two very quick questions because we've had a lot of messages and questions today, but what's the situation going to be with underage teams? Will they be able to return on the 29th of June?
They'll be able to return to training, in the groups as planned. And we're getting very good signals that underage players are not carriers and, you know, that the risk of them playing their games is not great.
And so the pool camps?
That's been looked at, and I would say, there will be a positive message there.
Okay, well, that's all very positive, and let's hope that you're able to stay to plan and stay on track. GAA President John Horne, thank you very much.